Welcome back to another episode of Reverse Engineering the Process with your host, Ace Wallace. I wish much success to all of you, all of the kings and queens. And it's just all love. So today we're going to be talking about something that's been kind of on the high tide in my mind. And it's truth versus fact. Me and a buddy of mine were discussing some things, and this is an intellectual individual that I bounce ideas off of often. We were just talking about truth versus fact, you know, and that's something that is so misconstrued, I feel, and it's such a catalyst that's used to create propaganda throughout the world, and it has been used in, as a form of control for so long. So I just wanted to drop a bit of knowledge on that, and, you know, hopefully some people will reach back out, call in, and give me your opinion on this. Truth versus fact. Truth typically is based on popular opinion. You know, I'm going to get right into it. Fact is based on something that is undisputably the case, and that is the definition based on Webster and a few others, Merriam, a few others. For instance, there was a guy on Facebook that used a reference that was great to me. He said, you know, it's true that vanilla is white, but the fact is that vanilla is black because vanilla is derived from a vanilla bean. It's true that a carrot is orange, but it's a fact that a carrot is actually black. As it comes out of the ground, it is black, and as it gets to our table and goes through all the processes, it becomes orange. I think that's just an interesting fact. He went on to talk about the Bible. You know, and this is a sensitive thing, and this is just something I'm going to just jump right on. You know, when we talk about the sun, you know, it's arguable that the sun is referenced to the sun in the sky, because the Bible, which most Christians and people that believe in Jesus believe in, is based on the Helios Biblios, which was derived from the sun books in Greek mythology, and the sun was actually the sun, S-U-N. So it's true in to a Christian that you know, the sun rested for 3 days and was and rose from the dead on the third. But it's also a fact that the winter solstice takes place, and the sun appears to set for 3 days and rise on that third. So, you know, we have to be very careful with how we misconstrue truth from fact. And this is no offense to anyone. You know, if I take 100 people and put them in a room with a man who has heels on and makeup on his face, if he says nothing and I tell every person that is in that room that he is gay, it pretty much will be true that he's gay. If another person walks in, they're going to assume, based on the common opinion or popular opinion, that this person is gay, regardless of what he says, regardless of what, you know, he thinks, regardless of, you know, what his sexuality truly is. So we have to be very careful. I'm very conscious of this fact, very conscious. And I want to leave you guys with this. Propaganda. Is propaganda based on truth, or is it based on fact? Even the word propaganda, the phrase in itself, propaganda is a tactic that is used to basically say, hey, look over here. I'm going to show myself doing this because I don't want you to pay attention to what's really going on over here. So I'm going to, you know, distract you with my left hand, you know, while I'm stealing something with my right. Okay? And that's something we have to truly consider and have a clear understanding about. So be very careful about distinguishing truth versus fact. Make sure that you're not just listening to popular opinion. In today's era, it's so easy to listen to the masses. Let's go back and make sure that everything we're saying and believing is undisputably the case. Truth versus fact. Welcome back to another episode of Reverse Engineering the Process with your host, Ace Wallace. I wish much success to all of you, all of the kings and queens. And it's just all love. So today we're going to be talking about something that's been kind of on the high tide in my mind. And it's truth versus fact. Me and a buddy of mine were discussing some things, and this is an intellectual individual that I bounce ideas off of often. We were just talking about truth versus fact, you know, and that's something that is so misconstrued, I feel, and it's such a catalyst that's used to create propaganda throughout the world, and it has been used in, as a form of control for so long. So I just wanted to drop a bit of knowledge on that, and, you know, hopefully some people will reach back out, call in, and give me your opinion on this. Truth versus fact. Truth typically is based on popular opinion. You know, I'm going to get right into it. Fact is based on something that is undisputably the case, and that is the definition based on Webster and a few others, Merriam, a few others. For instance, there was a guy on Facebook that used a reference that was great to me. He said, you know, it's true that vanilla is white, but the fact is that vanilla is black because vanilla is derived from a vanilla bean. It's true that a carrot is orange, but it's a fact that a carrot is actually black. As it comes out of the ground, it is black, and as it gets to our table and goes through all the processes, it becomes orange. I think that's just an interesting fact. He went on to talk about the Bible. You know, and this is a sensitive thing, and this is just something I'm going to just jump right on. You know, when we talk about the sun, you know, it's arguable that the sun is referenced to the sun in the sky, because the Bible, which most Christians and people that believe in Jesus believe in, is based on the Helios Biblios, which was derived from the sun books in Greek mythology, and the sun was actually the sun, S-U-N. So it's true in to a Christian that you know, the sun rested for 3 days and was and rose from the dead on the third. But it's also a fact that the winter solstice takes place, and the sun appears to set for 3 days and rise on that third. So, you know, we have to be very careful with how we misconstrue truth from fact. And this is no offense to anyone. You know, if I take 100 people and put them in a room with a man who has heels on and makeup on his face, if he says nothing and I tell every person that is in that room that he is gay, it pretty much will be true that he's gay. If another person walks in, they're going to assume, based on the common opinion or popular opinion, that this person is gay, regardless of what he says, regardless of what, you know, he thinks, regardless of, you know, what his sexuality truly is. So we have to be very careful. I'm very conscious of this fact, very conscious. And I want to leave you guys with this. Propaganda. Is propaganda based on truth, or is it based on fact? Even the word propaganda, the phrase in itself, propaganda is a tactic that is used to basically say, hey, look over here. I'm going to show myself doing this because I don't want you to pay attention to what's really going on over here. So I'm going to, you know, distract you with my left hand, you know, while I'm stealing something with my right. Okay? And that's something we have to truly consider and have a clear understanding about. So be very careful about distinguishing truth versus fact. Make sure that you're not just listening to popular opinion. In today's era, it's so easy to listen to the masses. Let's go back and make sure that everything we're saying and believing is undisputably the case. Truth versus fact.
I guess one of the worst parts of this movie was watching the character that portrayed Linda Fairstein just wave by the fact that there was no DNA matches to any of the children that were present. And I later found out and was even more enraged when Raymond Santana Jr. spoke on Oprah, you know, on the wrap-up session and said that, you know, Linda Fairstein had a choice to make it right. You know, it was a point in time where she was, you know, as a prosecutor, you were presented with the evidence. You know, you're presented with the case, and the evidence didn't show any match to any DNA of over 40 children. And this lady still decided to pursue the case against five knowingly innocent young black men. And, you know, when you really think about the political gain that she stood and how she exited her position to forego a body of wealth in terms of literature writing, and it's just sickening to feel as though you could do this to these young men and then move forward with no, you know, issue at all. But she's a representation of the flaw in America's system, because there's no heart. There's no sense of understanding for the people that are being represented within these cases. They look at the cases as numbers and words. It's all based on semantics and numbers. You know, the checks get written. The lawyers sit down. They caucus to complete a deal in the favor of the government. And then they destroy lives. But at the end of the day, Linda Fairstein was not a Judas, but she definitely was the evil bitch, you know. And she had a chance, and she chose to go another way. And she ruined the lives. Well, she tried to ruin the lives of five young black men, and that's sad. And she'll get what's coming to her.